Hi everyone, and welcome back to the Mind Over Metal podcast. I am your host, Ava Cooper, and this is episode 6. I am super excited because this is my first episode as your new Miss South Carolina volunteer. So it's a super special episode with my friend Peyton Conroy. So I'm just going to let her do a quick little introduction before I start interviewing her.
Oh my gosh. Hey, y'all. I'm so excited. Ava asked me to be on this. I am so freaking proud of her. She's come such a long way. And I just love that I get the opportunity to like really dive into like sports and everything like that. And I'm just happy to be here.
Yay. Okay, so first question, where do you go to college and what sport do you play there?
So I go to Michigan State University in East Lansing, and I play softball there.
Okay, how long have you been playing softball?
Oh gosh. Honestly, for as long as I can remember, like I think I picked up my like first like T-ball in when I was like 8. Yeah, it was 8. I was 8 years old. So I've been playing for 12 years now.
I played t-ball too, actually.
Oh, you were a dog, weren't you?
I was the only girl on the team. They were all jealous of me because I was better than all of them.
It
Yeah, and then that's why I started playing volleyball, because I was like, what's a rec sport where no boys can be on the team?
No boys allowed. No boys allowed.
Yeah.
I never had to play with the boys in T-ball. It was like a rec softball league. It was like 8 U, so I kind
Oh,
of missed out
wow.
on that.
That's nice.
Yeah, very.
Okay. What position do you play in softball?
So I play middle infield, short and second. Mainly
Okay.
short though.
Okay. Fun fact for everyone, me and Peyton were on the same softball team in eighth grade.
Yes, we were. Yes, we were.
Runner-up county champs. That was the only time, that's the only time I've ever played softball, was that one
And
season.
you really like you learned so fast, Ava. Like you learned so quick.
I was third base, and I would always just chuck it over first base's head. And it was Addie Marr, and she was like 5 feet tall, but she'd
Yeah,
jump
she
up
was
there
5 foot
and catch
flat.
it.
Oh yeah, she did her job. She did her job for sure.
I always felt so bad. Or I would,
You're just happy to be there.
yes. And sometimes I'd like look at you and I'd be like, wait, what's the play? Where do I throw it? I remember that. I'd be like, someone cue me, I don't know.
Somebody help.
It
That's so fun.
was fun though.
You just
Oh
unlocked a core
yeah.
memory.
I know.
I
There was
completely
at
forgot about that.
and I was so bad with the rules, so one time I hit it was such a good hit against Mount Holly, who were like our rivals. And it was like a triple. I ran all the way to third base and then I ran through third base. Then it stopped. Oh, then I tried to run back and they got me out. But
Ava, the look on your face, a deer in headlights, quite literally.
I count that as a triple though. I count it.
100%.
I don't care.
100%.
I was sad.
Hey, if you count it in your books, I'm counting it in mine.
Yes.
So.
Okay, next question. What are you majoring in and what's your dream career?
So. I'm majoring in criminal justice with a minor in public relations, and I have like three different ways I'm thinking of going. So it's like I know I want to work on like a federal level. I just haven't narrowed it down to like which direction I want to go in that. So like there's a bunch of different pathways that like my school offers that like looks good to like jobs that I could apply for. So I mean it just depends, honestly, and it's also the like it depends on who would even hire me out of college. So it's just a bunch of different things.
Yeah.
Dream job, federal agent of some sort.
Okay. So you're gonna be like Criminal Minds.
That was the inspiration.
That used to be
Because I
my
want to be
favorite
so
show.
honest.
That, see, I couldn't do that because when I was watching that show, I was always paranoid, like someone was gonna like snipe me when I was like walking down the road. Like, it actually took over my life. I was so scared. I couldn't stop watching it. So I couldn't
That'll
do
do
that.
it.
I couldn't
You
do
know,
that career.
I'm just dreaming of finding my Reed Spencer.
That's hilarious.
Not
Okay.
realistic
Yeah.
though.
Maybe.
Hey, you never know.
Okay, now we're gonna get into the more deeper questions. So,
Gotcha.
can you talk about a time when you had to overcome a challenge in your sport?
Oh Lord, freshman year. So I'll be a junior in the fall, so this will be my third year playing college athletics. But my freshman year was a doozy, let me tell you. I got injured pretty bad. We were heading into conference play. It was a spring break tournament, so we were like 2 weeks out of conference play. And we're down at Coastal Carolina playing this like roundabout tournament, like 3 or 4 teams. And we're on our final day. So it's Sunday, so we have like 2 more games to play, and then we're gonna fly back to Michigan. Well, Sunday morning, I got into a head-on collision with an outfielder. Like I was diving for a ball, and I dove headfirst into her knee. And like what I did, I completely passed out. My head hit her knee and then fell and hit the ground. So like it was like bang bang. And I passed out. Like, I was done for. Like, they had to call the ambulance, carted me off the field. Like, I don't remember anything from like that week, that whole entire week. My mind is just blank. And well, that happened. And I struggled like afterwards with the whole getting back into it because I don't know why, but concussions can make you doubt yourself bad. And they cause like some mental blocks. And girl, did that cause some mental blocks for me? I was struggling bad. Like, I just couldn't get over the fear of it happening again. So the rest of the season, I just was not myself. Like, they played me 2 weeks after that. I got cleared, and I played the first weekend of conference play, and it just messed me up. Like, I had a ball that was hit similarly to the one I got hit, hurt on, and it just like I just started crying right there on the field. It was the craziest thing that has ever happened to me in my life, and honestly, I can't explain the feelings that it gave me, but I just had to buckle up and I worked through those mental challenges. I got a therapist, like a sports therapist, and he really helped me through it, and you know, just repetitions afterwards of like balls hitting the same area, like working on communication and stuff like that. And yeah, it took me a whole year to really get over it. And finally last year, about 10 games into season, it finally clicked and I was doing a lot better and I played and everything. But yeah, that was rough.
Oh my goodness. I
Yeah.
remember when it happened because, if for those that also don't know, our moms are best friends.
Yeah, they are. They're
So,
inseparable.
yeah. So I remember my mom telling me about that and how your mom was just freaking out and like we were just like asking for updates the whole week. And it was so scary because I remember when she was like, you didn't remember anything. Like, that is just
Yeah.
so scary.
It was crazy. The memory fog was insane. I've never in my life experienced something like that. Like, I already have a dodgy memory. Like on some things, like you'll tell me something and I'll forget it. But that, like, it is like I go back to like think about that time and it's just black. Like I cannot recall anything. It is crazy.
That is so crazy. Yeah, I have never gone through anything like that. I have had like two concussions, but they were very minor. I remember the one time I had got a concussion senior year in volleyball, and they hit me in the face with the ball.
I remember this. I
And
remember this.
oh my gosh, that whole week I was so delusional. Like,
Ew, do it to
school.
me.
Like Mr. McAllister, my English teacher, he gave me papers and like, you take one, pass it down. I just stared at the stack and was like, what? Like, I just couldn't understand what was happening. And then, this is senior year, and then I was walking through the halls and I did not know where I was going. I was just following the crowd. I was like, where am I going? And I walked for like 15 minutes. And then
Oh
I passed my classroom and I was like, oh my gosh, okay, I'm supposed to be here. But it
That's it's crazy what it'll do to you, like
yeah, and mine was just minor, so I mean, that's insane.
yeah,
But
I have some crazy stories from the weeks following, like the brain fog, the just disorientation of like you don't even know where you're at. Like I was sitting in my dorm room just sitting there staring at the wall, and my roommate she came in and she sat down and she said she was like talking to me. I couldn't tell you what she was asking me about.
Oh
I
my
don't remember the
gosh.
conversation. Like there are times that are just like I just was not there, and honestly I still feel side effects from it. Like I get headaches like at the drop of a pin because of how many concussions I've had.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's so crazy. Well, keep your head safe, please, for
I need to wear a helmet or something.
next 2 years. Gosh.
I know, right?
Oh gosh. Well, that you just answered like three questions in one. So that was awesome.
Look at that.
So my next one, there these are more of the happy questions now at the end, but
Nice.
just from everyone listening, you can go through crazy things and still continue to play the sport that you love, like Peyton is. So
100%.
that's amazing. It's just about, how you handle the situation. That's like how she got a sports therapist. That is so amazing. Because a lot of people wouldn't like be brave enough to like open up like that about their sport and what they're
Yeah,
going through. So.
it took me a while to like finally crack down and get a therapist because I sat there and I was like, I'm not talking to no shrink, Like the stereotypes is so real. But like I wouldn't have been able to get through it without him. Like we did like this thing called eye therapy, and it literally made me relive the whole situation again. I can't explain to you how it works, but you watch a finger and it's kind of like you're being hypnotized,
Oh my
and it
goodness.
actually works. Like he like snapped his fingers, and like on the snap, like tears just started coming out like crazy, and I like relived the whole situation, and it is just like it was crazy. But like
That
yeah, therapy
that's
helps.
crazy.
Yeah, therapy
Wow.
helps for sure.
Yes. Great advice. Love it. Okay, so now on to some more happy questions now that we've deep dived your biggest struggle in softball. What's your favorite memory from softball?
Oh my gosh, I have so many. I'd probably say like my college career is when my family, like my mom and my godmom, they came up to Michigan and they watched some of our conference games, and me, mom, and my godmom, we all went out to dinner after the games, and I don't know, just like the feeling of having like your family and like community come watch you play, like that is like top memories for me.
Oh, that's sweet. I like that
Thanks.
answer. My parents get to come to most of my track meets because they're like local-ish,
Yeah.
ish.
Ish.
But I like don't get to see them that much at the meet. Like, I'll sit
Yeah.
with them for like an hour and then like my coach will only lets me go out with them if it's my birthday for dinner.
What? Yeah. I mean,
So,
that's crazy.
because we don't have like home games, so we don't
Yeah.
get tracked at Wofford, which is sad. So
Oh. Where do y'all practice at?
we have to practice at a middle school.
Oh, nice.
But it is a really nice track, honestly. Like, it's nicer than our high school track was.
What?
So,
Our high school track is like brand new too.
it's really nice. But, and like, all the equipment's ours. Like, we have our, the Wofford logo on everything. It's just not our track.
Hey,
So,
if you can use it, you can use it, you know?
Sometimes it's like the middle schoolers come out for recess and we have to like all pause and let them play. It's so frustrating sometimes.
Especially if you're like in the groove and like you're feeling it and then you just have to
Yeah.
stop.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that would get under my skin a little bit. I can't
Oh yeah, it does.
lie.
Oh goodness. Okay. What is the biggest accomplishment you have achieved in your sport?
I'd probably revert back to high school on this one. Just because my college career so far, like half my season was cut short and then it didn't
Yeah.
start again until halfway through sophomore year. So,
Yeah.
I'm still getting into the groove of that. But I'd probably say, like, probably the home run record as Stuart Kramer.
Oh,
That's
okay.
probably one of my bigger ones. That one or the triple record are probably my two biggest accomplishments. That and
Love that.
being the hot stove gamer of the year 2 years in a row. That was pretty cool. Yes, ma'am. That's probably my top four.
I have the high jump school record at Stuart Kramer as well,
Yes, you
so
do.
boom, we have
That's so
school
cool,
records.
actually. That's actually so cool.
It'll probably be broken soon. It's not that high. I don't know how. Our school's pretty new, so.
Hey, you still own it though. Still got your name on it.
We're legends at Stuart Kramer, I know.
Oh, yes, we are.
I know they miss our
It
class. They have to, 'cause our class was stacked with athletes.
was stacked with athletes, and we were just all so much fun. Like, I loved our class.
I know they miss it.
I know Miss Hill misses it. I'll tell you that much.
Okay.
Yeah, we were fun.
What's the best piece of advice you have received from a coach or a teammate?
I probably my teammate last year. Me and her, we didn't get along the best, but she could drop some knowledge on you. And she'd drop some knowledge on you, and she'd make you feel like you were about 2 feet tall. But it was mainly just we were all just having like a really rough practice, right? And this had been happening, like rough practice after rough practice after rough practice. And she just kind of put it in perspective, like, you get to do this. It's not you have to do this. And I feel like it's such a small thing to think about, but it is really huge in the long-term effects of it. Like, you get to play this sport. There are so many other like young athletes, young female athletes that like look up to us, and you get to be in a position that they dream of being in. So I feel like just really taking that into account when like you're playing your sport, like you get to be here, and like just taking full advantage of everything that that sport has to offer for you. I think that is something like really valuable to remember, not only in the sport but in life too. Like, your situation could be 10 times worse than somebody else's. So you just really have to like sit back and just think like how blessed you are to be in the position that you're in. And whenever she was speaking like this, I was like, let me put our differences aside for just a moment and just take this minute and really take in this advice, because that is so true. Like, not everybody gets to do what we get to do, and not everybody has the body to be able to do what we get to do. Like, so it's just that's probably words that I like think about all the time, like especially when I don't feel like training or like going to work out or something like that. Like, I don't have to do it. Like, but it's something that I love and it's something that I get to do, so I feel like that's just something like really valuable to remember.
Yeah, I had to have that realization my freshman year. Because, like, I mean, you practice outside too. So, like, in the winter, and I don't even want to complain about the winter with you because you're gonna be like
Yeah,
shut up. But seasonal depression.
it's so bad.
Yes, especially when your sport's outside and you're just like, I don't want to go outside and practice. And then like it was just like to the point where you're just like dreading it, and then I was dreading going to lift. And then finally someone said, you get to do this. You don't have to, you get to. So that I had the same realization, and then I started like actually enjoying practice and lifting and stuff like that. So yeah, it's just a good little wake up call.
No, 100%. And I feel like every athlete goes through that as well. Like,
Oh yeah.
you're drained, you're tired, like 20-hour weeks are kicking your tail. School's on top of that. Like, some people even have jobs. Like, it gets to be a lot, but then you just got to remember, like, hey, like, you don't have to do it.
Yeah.
Like, you can complain about it all you want, but you can quit.
Especially
You don't have
yeah.
to be here.
And in the summer it's hard too, 'cause you don't have a coach telling you to go work out.
Oh,
So
the accountability's crazy.
yes. So then it's like, oh, I don't
I know, like you really have to hold yourself to that standard. Like, I'm either gonna be like at it when I get back, or I'm gonna be below everybody else. You know, like that's what I like think about too. Like, I don't wanna suck when I go back, you know?
You That was before college started. I trained so hard because I was like, I'm gonna get there and be the worst person.
I
And
know
then
it.
it helped though. I was so glad I did it because the practices were still hard. I was like, I can't imagine if I didn't train how
It
hard they would
is
be.
a whole other world.
It is.
Like, you can work your butt off during the summer, but you're still gonna be exhausted, sore, all the 10 yards when you get back. Like, at least that's how it is for me. Like,
Yeah, me
our
too.
strength coach, she means business. Like, she don't play. And if you're
Yep.
out of shape, she's gonna let you know.
Ours
So
too. Ours made like a whole like sheet, and he put our names, and he like tracks us throughout the season, and he's like, you haven't gotten better. You haven't gotten better. And it's like, oh gosh. So
We have text we have testing like every
yeah,
month and a half.
we do too.
And if we're not at a certain quota, like, hey, she's gonna tell you, like.
I know. My lift coach is so funny though. He's like basically our age. He's like 23. And I'm just like, I PR'd. And like the little testing thing. It's so funny. He's like, good job.
I knew it. Like, now.
He's like, okay.
Good for you. Now do it again.
Yeah. He's like, whatever.
That's so
Okay, this
funny.
is my last question.
All right.
If you could give advice to anyone who's gone through a similar situation in their sport, such as you have, what would it be?
I'd have to say, like, just sticking to it. Like, if you love it, like, God's gonna help you push through it, you know? You just gotta
That's
have
good.
faith. Like, if you're a Christian, if like you believe, like that's something like I put my faith in, was like, I'm gonna get through it. I just gotta get through it, you know? So that's probably it for me. It's like, just put your faith in him and he'll lead you through
Oh, that's the best piece of advice I've heard on here
it.
so far. That's my
Oh.
favorite. Okay, well, do you have any final thoughts before I end the episode?
No, I'm just glad I got to be on the podcast, Ava. I love what you're doing. Like, I think you're such an inspiration to like these young girls, and I'm so excited that you're Miss South Carolina Volunteer. Like, you get that girl, like, as you should. Like, I love that,
Thank
and
you.
just keep pushing, keep striving to be Miss whatever you're searching for next. Like,
Miss
you can
Volunteer
obtain it.
America is
Heck
next.
yeah. Oh, that's next year, ain't it?
Yep, next June.
You'll have to keep me updated and let me know how everything's going.
Okay, I will. Well, thank you for
Perfect.
joining. I hope everyone listening was able to learn some things and just find entertainment in our conversations and our stories. So, thank you for
Right.
joining, Peyton. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye.